Tafresh Yud Gimel Siv Hey. The Chaver says, "Aholich Labeis Hamedrash O Lahakil Pnei Aviv O Rabo O Misha Gadol Mimeno B'Chachma L'Tzarchei Mitzvah." If someone is going to visit their father or their Rebbe on Yom Kippur, or someone who's smarter than them, or they're going for a certain mitzvah, whatever it is, they're going to do something important. They're allowed to pass through water on the way and as well on their way back. As long as they don't, when they're wearing their shawl or whatever they're wearing, that long shirt that they're wearing, they shouldn't stick their hands out from that shirt in order to lift it, their sleeves up, basically, so that their arms are not revealed. As long as the water is not flowing so much, because then you can't even do that not on Yom Kippur, because it's dangerous to walk through flowing water where there's a strong current. Even if it doesn't even get up to your waist, it's still, you should not walk in water that has such a strong current. So again, if it's for a mitzvah purpose, you're allowed to walk through water, even though there is an Issur Rechitza on Yom Kippur, as long as, though, says the Mishnah Berurah, there's no other way to get there. But if there's another way to get there, you can't dafka walk through water because it's mutter. Since you have another option, it's better to take that other option instead. The reason that it's mutter, again, is because we saw yesterday that the only time that you're not allowed to bathe or wash anything is if it's for Hana. But this isn't a Rechitza Shel Hana, because this is just in order to get through it to get somewhere else. Why is it permitted to go back? The reason that it's permitted to walk through the water on the way back is because we have a rule that matirin sofa mishum tchilasan, which means that if we wouldn't let you walk back through the water, then you wouldn't go in the first place. And this is the heter that's used for doctors also to drive home on Shabbos after they go to the hospital. We allow them to drive home on Shabbos because we're afraid that if we don't let them drive home on Shabbos, then they won't drive to the hospital in the first place. And we want people to be able to save lives, because it'd be bad if people don't save lives. So that is Sif Hey. Zivav. Oh, sorry. One more point about Siv Hey. Why is it that you're not supposed to lift up your shirt above your arm so that it's revealed? So the reason given by the Mishnah Berurah is we just want there to be a heker that you're not that this is different. Okay, that realize that even though I'm walking through water, today is Yom Kippur. So you have to walk differently through the water on Yom Kippur than during the rest of the year. Sivvav, hadashari lava begufa b'mayim l'dvar mitzvah, dafka lava begufa b'mayim matzam, ava lava b'svina katana yesh misha osir. So you're allowed to walk through the water, but you're not allowed to go on a raft or anything like that. Since you're able to do it by walking through, that's what we permit, but we don't allow you to go on a boat or on a raft or anything like that. And even though it's for mitzvah purposes, still, it's not like we just allow anything just because it's for a mitzvah. Siv Zayin, Haravas or Lava B'mayim Kedei Lelechetzel Talmido. A Rebbe is not allowed to go through water in order to get to teach his student Torah. Well, but isn't that a mitzvah? So the Shulchan Aruch says the reason that that's different is because the student should be going to the Rebbe to learn Torah. It shouldn't be the Rebbe's responsibility to go teach Torah to the student. The student should be the one that's going to the Rebbe. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah explains that a Rebbe is not allowed to walk through the water on Yom Kippur in order to go teach the student Torah. Siv Ches, Aholich Lishma Peirosav Mutar Labamayim Bahalicha V'lo B'chazara. If you're going to protect your fruits, meaning you're going to save money, you want to protect your money, so you're allowed to walk through water on the way there, but not on the way back. Because the whole reason we allowed you to go on the way back was because we're afraid if we don't let you walk back through water, you won't walk through water in the first place. That might be in order to fulfill a mitzvah. But to save your money, people are going to walk through water, even if it means they're going to be stuck there to protect their money the rest of Yom Kippur. Says Rama, V'chol makom demutar lav b'mayim, afilu hayelo derech shiyachol lahafi b'ayavasha mutar lavor delamay b'hilich adif tfei. Says Rama, whenever there's another, whenever we allow you to walk through the water, even if there's another option where you could go around, it's okay to walk through the water. But the Mishnah Berurah says, no, we paskin not like that. We disagree with Rama and say that if you have another option, you need to take that other option. Sif tes, aser listane betit lach, imhu tofeach anon aslat piach, baser listane bekelim sheish b'mayim, afilu him chaseirim, so there's a fear that if you use anything with water, if you try to cool yourself off by putting cool water next to you, there's a fear that you might end up splashing the water on you. So that's why we don't allow that either on Yom Kippur. V'asr lishos mapam b'od yom v'lasos sokemin kelim neguvim l'itzdanim b'bi Yom Kippur. D'chayshin ad shemalotin nagev yafa v'yavali de shchita. You're not allowed to fill up a paper towel with water before Yom Kippur and then have it sit there and then put it on your head on Yom Kippur either, because we're afraid you might come to squeeze it out, which would be prohibited. Siv Yud, Kala kol shoshin yom mataris lirchos paneha. A woman who just got married, she's allowed to wash her face during the first 30 days on Yom Kippur. Why, says the Mishnah Berurah? Because we want to make sure. This is the first 30 days of their marriage. It's very important. We don't want her to look disgusting in front of her husband. So we allow her to wash her face during that time. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, nowadays it's not true anymore because nowadays you're in shul all day anyway. So you're not going to see your wife anyway. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, that doesn't apply either. If you happen to have a seminal emission on Yom Kippur, where you can't be tovel on Yom Kippur, so you should just try and wipe it off with a napkin or something like that. And if it's really, if you're not able to get it off, so you can use water just on that spot, because that's just like we said, if your hands get dirty, you can wash them off. So too, if you have keri on yourself, you'd be able to wipe that off with water, but you wouldn't be able to go to the mikveh or anything like that. Finally, sifu beis b'zmanaz asur isha litvo b'yom kippurim afilu higiyaz man tefilas bo b'yom. Nowadays, a woman is not able to go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur, even if that is her leil tefila, the night that she's supposed to be going to the mikveh. We do not go to the mikveh anymore on Yom Kippur, men or women.